life remotely as an escape from the reality of everything that life has to throw at you, but new life in the middle of everything that life does throw at you. Come and stand on the rock and be blessed by the gift, not just of forgiveness for your past, but of new life for your present, for each day, strength, comfort, courage through everything that day brings. Blessed by forgiveness for your past, for my past. Blessed by new life for your present day, for my present day. Because what Jesus offers us is often deeply personal. And then finally, if Jesus is risen, then death has been conquered. And death will not be the end. It's been proven. It's like God saying, do the absolute worst you can to me. Try to destroy me and I will prove that love cannot be defeated. I will prove that death is not the end. So life after death becomes again not just an idea, a nice optimistic thought, but a proven fact that cannot be washed away. So come and stand on the rock, the sure foundation. Come and be blessed by the gift, not just of forgiveness for your past, not just of new life for your present day, but also of hope for your future. These things are written, says the writer of John's Gospel, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. You may be blessed by life in his name. And so, if you hear God speaking to you today and you feel, however old you are, that you need to move off the sand and onto the rock, then please do so in your prayers in this service, or do so as you come for the bread and the wine or a blessing at the communion table. And receive the gift, the blessing of forgiveness for your past, of new life for your present, and of hope for your future. Friends, I think these are things that we need. Whether other things can give us that same security to face all that life throws at us as the waves come in, I don't know, somehow I doubt. We try other things, don't we? We try possessions, success, social media, we're going to try artificial intelligence, but don't you think that they feel at the end of the day too much like the sand beneath our feet? Are these things really firm enough to be our foundation through everything that life brings? There may be room, by the way, there may well be room for some of them on the rock beside us in their right place and given their right value, but they should not be where we place our feet. They should not be the foundation on which we stand. They should not be our firmest trust. Amen.
Thank you, Simon, for that encouraging message. We're going to stand and sing now. Be still and know that I am God. And we sing, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Follows on from that message so beautifully. Do stand to sing. Would you like to sit to pray? I was hoping there might be some more children here today because I need a volunteer or two to come and hold up some crosses. Anybody want to do that of any age? Susan will, thank you. Jenny will, thank you. So, in this Easter season, we're going to think about the new life and hope that Jesus' death and resurrection brings. And in our prayers for others this morning, we're going to pray for beauty, new life, and hope for people and places that really need it. And with each prayer, someone's going to hold up a cross, a beautiful one to look at if you'd like to. The response is there on the service sheet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And when we say hear our prayer, you might like to throw your arms up as we say it, expressing the joy of new life and hope. Or maybe if you're feeling sorrowful or worried rather than joyful, you might want to throw up your arms in God, in longing to God. The first cross. Jenny, would you take a look and hold that up? This first cross has flowers growing up it from seeds at the bottom. We use it to pray for those who are struggling with physical or mental ill health, that they might one day grow and flourish once again. Especially we pray for those who feel their difficulties are overwhelming and those facing very serious illness, death, or bereavement. Lord Jesus, we pray for your healing power, comfort, hope, and the reality of your presence and love. We pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The next cross is a Jerusalem cross, and we use it to pray for Palestine and Israel, the place where Jesus lived and died and rose again. We pray, Lord, for the many countries around the world where there's war, terrorism, famine, monsoons or drought, and everywhere people are displaced, desperate, hurt, scared, or sick. Strengthen everyone who is trying to help them, and make our world a peaceful, safe, and happy place to live. We pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This cross has a Bible quote on it, quite small, saying, I am the resurrection and the life. And we use this one to pray for those who haven't heard or understood what Jesus' death and resurrection can mean for us today. May we and all your church throughout the world be faithful to spread this good news of your love, mercy, and hope. Bring understanding out of confusion, light out of darkness, faith and trust out of unbelief, and joy out of fear. We pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This cross is from Bolivia, and we use it to pray for our mission partners around the world, for the International Justice Mission, bringing freedom to many caught up in slavery and exploitation, for Arusha, the environmental organization, especially their Eden Creative Care Project in Nigeria, and for Rock of Joy Children's Center in Uganda, for all the pupils and staff. May your resurrection power bring life and hope through them all. We pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Here is a cross of plain wood, and we use it to pray for our natural world, that we will take better care of it and share all its goodness more fully, fairly. We pray for leaders who make decisions about how to go about looking after our world better and for agreement about how to do so. Help each of us to be responsible in our use of what we have. We pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This cross is made of twisted metal and reminds me of factories, workplaces, design and technology at school. We use it to pray for our schools and nurseries and for all the places where we work, including at home. We pray for children and young people with problems at school and those worried about exams or their future. We pray for adults who don't have a job or who have problems at work or money worries. We pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our last cross is mirrored. It's all shiny and reflects the light off it. Lord Jesus, we want to shine with your love, your new life and hope, and your truth to all those around us. Especially we pray for our local community, for the people who live around here, that we would reflect your love for them. And Lord Jesus, we pray for all the individuals and community organizations that serve our area and people in need. We pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we end, merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to stand and say the Creed together. So let's declare our faith in God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And so now it's time to share the peace with one another. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. So may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's share a sign of God's peace with one another. There'll be more chance to greet one another afterwards over a coffee, but now we're going to sing before communion the lovely hymn, "Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew." Let's sing.